Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental, and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Haves Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, all you have to do is go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question like Jane has today, and we'll share it here in the podcast because we've learned that if this host has this question, other hosts have this question, and we can all learn together. And I have some very specific opinions about this topic. So I'm sure you all do too. I'm excited to maybe hear from some of you to help Jane out.
Hey, Annette and Sarah, how are you? My name's Jane. I have a question. What smart lock are you two currently loving? I had to go out and buy some for a new short-term line also. So I'm seeing what was the best and brightest. So I look forward to your answer. Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling in, Jane. Ooh, this is a good one.
We love the name Jane, by the way.
I love that name. It's a classic.
It's good.
One syllable.
I've always liked everybody I've met named Jane.
Yeah.
My mom's Mary Jane. My sister-in-law's Jane.
I don't know any Janes, but I just like the name.
There you go.
Jane. The website is yellowdoorguesthomes.com. We'll give her a little shout out here. And it's because, which I love that she shared this on her website, when she was flipping homes or even when she's buying and holding homes, she always paints the front door yellow because it makes her happy. It also invokes energy and positivity.
Cheeriness.
And I just love knowing something personal like that from the host. And I don't know that hosts do that enough. Talking about themselves a little bit and their story and why they do what they do. I think it's special. Anyway, let's get on to this topic.
I like that she said loving.
Yeah.
Because it is a love-hate relationship.
So much so, actually, I'll give some co-hosts a little tip here. So much so that when I onboard a property, if you already have a smart lock and it's not one that I am willing to work with.
That you love.
That I love. They must get a new smart lock because it's just not worth
the headache.
Headache, especially not being in the system.
It's not even the headache. It's not worth the guest not being able to
get in.
To get in.
It's right. Not worth, but also headache of there are some locks out there that I despise.
Actually, Jane, I know you asked the love. Let's just say some of the despised ones just so people, if they're like thinking or on the fence.
Yes. I despise the Nest smart lock.
August? Do you still despise
August?
And
I despise August. Those are two that I despise.
Okay, that's good.
Now, to be fair to these brands that don't care about my opinion at all, I've learned this over the past, like, 5, 6, 7 years, locks have come a long way for short-term rentals.
That's true. That's true. So we haven't used those in a while.
Yeah. And I've been so ingrained in like what I like.
That's true. That's true.
That I don't know if those locks have improved at all, but I don't need to find out because I know that locks that I do love still serve us.
Drum roll.
Drum roll, please. Thank you. The Yale Assure. And I will still support the Schlage Encode.
And we're going to put these links in the show notes.
Yes. Here's why I will say, again, technology has come a long way. And Jane didn't share with me, you know, what PMS she uses or what software she already uses. And that matters when you're choosing a smart lock. If you're already using a PMS, see if your PMS offers any sort of integration with it automatically included or for a small monthly fee and what brands it supports. Now, I would wager that most PMSs that are popular support the Yale Assure or the Schlage Encode. And I know that if you're just using Airbnb to connect smart locks there, you can use the Schlage Encode. I think the most important thing is that I like that Schlage and Yale are both tried and true brands.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. The locks themselves
absolutely
are quality. But I know a lot of PMSs are starting to introduce integrations within the PMS already. Now, there's usually some small monthly fee, like $6, $7, $8 a month to automatically sync your smart lock with reservations. We currently use a third party. We use Point Central because this hasn't been widely available with PMSs. And so Point Central does integrate with our PMS. So we can do the same thing. But now with technology advancing and these PMSs getting more hip to what we need as hosts, that they are offering this integration as well.
Which is huge because it's just a big safety
component
of being able to give a new code to each and every guest at their check-in, when they are supposed to check in and when they are supposed to check out. So the safety of it is huge because I know there are some hosts listening. You've been using the same code.
Stop doing that.
For your guests. Always.
Yeah.
And that is just not safe. That is a disaster waiting to happen.
I think, it's probably few and far between the times that having the same code has been an issue for a host, but it's just not worth it.
No.
Because that one time
is one too many.
When a guest, even if it's without any sort of malicious intent,
mm-hmm.
a previous guest or a future guest, their code is active, even though the reservation isn't active and they walk in and there's another guest in there, that's not okay.
Or just checking in early, staying late, all of it.
And the cleaner's in there still getting ready, and your cleaner is a female on her own and they're cleaning.
Or just using the same code. So your maintenance people have the code.
Right.
Your cleaner has a code. Who knows who's with, if your cleaner brings somebody one day, if a maintenance person brings a new person one, it is a
liability.
Yeah. As I'm saying it, my stomach is getting a little nervous of all of the things that could potentially happen if you're not changing.
That's correct.
And not only just changing them, but having those limitations, especially for your service team on the times that they can enter the property.
So Jane, there you have it. Yale Assure and the Schlage Encode.
Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guest-caused damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution: Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
But we cannot wrap up this episode without telling all of you, yes, those are our favorite locks, but our next thing that all of you should do today is have a backup for your smart lock, because we all know that sometimes smart locks don't smart. And so smart. You just have to have the backup physical key there on property. And so we'll also link in the show notes the way to have that there available. Also, it is it's a lockbox. You'll have the code, but you can adhere it to the house. It's very neat, tidy. It's not hanging from anywhere. It basically like fades in to, it could fade into the door frame almost, but it is a nice thing. Not nice. We think it's a necessity to have. Again, any property has this. That way, if a guest is locked out, again, maybe a team member is locked out, there's always a backup physical key for them to enter the property.
I keep one there at mounted to the door jamb. And I also then have another one that's like at the quote unquote office. The office for you might be your home. Maybe it's the basement of
your neighbor next door, whomever lives like somewhere.
You don't want the only backup key being on property. You want then a backup for your
backup.
And that is the one that I use. And most smart locks come with two backup keys. But that's another tip, Jane, is that you have choices sometimes with the Schlage brands and the Yale brands to have it keyed or not. I always opt for a keyed version so that I can do this. Sometimes the locks will offer you, like, you can have a 9-volt battery and you can press it on the lock and it'll give it some energy. But then you have to have a 9-volt battery available somewhere that you could put in your, like, backup lockbox. But I just prefer to have the keyed version. It's a little pricier to do it, not much. And it's just this, like, again, like, sometimes it's just good to have the old school way, the manual way, to get into the property with the old.
And let's share, though, why you would want to have this. People are probably listening like, well, if I have a smart lock, why do I need to have a backup?
Because sometimes they don't work. Like, right. Literally, and even like, if it's not even a battery thing, we're like, well, first of all, there's that. There right. is the lock told you that the battery is low and you were lifing and you didn't change it in time. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes these smart locks have like fail safes, like the code will still work or like your master code will still work. But whether or not your guest code got programmed in there in time, who knows? And then sometimes, I'll never forget the story of Christmas morning, so much snow, so cold, guest is locked out. And it was a smart lock that I inherited from an owner that we didn't change out, that wasn't a keyed version, and it just died. And if there was no reason why it died, it just died.
Right, like completely died.
Completely
not even the,
died.
Not even like the battery, like it's
not
just
working. I can't let the guest in. I ended up having to break into the apartment via a tall, it was a whole thing.
So listen to that. Like, and that is real life stuff that happens.
Yeah.
So having that keyed backup.
Yes.
It's
great.
Just another layer of protection.
All right. So we'll leave you some links in the show notes if you guys want to check out what we prefer. If there's a lock out there that I don't use that you guys love, let us know. We're always curious. So if you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, go to hostinghotline.com. All you do is ask your question. We answer it here on our Tuesday episodes. They're so fun for us to do. And we know that you all love listening to them because we can see the downloads and you guys love them. But we need the questions from you. So hostinghotline.com. And with that, I am Sarah Caracane.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.